which is Canada Day Liverpool 2020. Steve Burns, manager of events, is coming to the presentation table. Who would like to take the lead on 13.2? 13.2.
Mr. Chairman, no motion, just requesting consensus today.
Okay. I am seeing a recommendation, so we'll take it as consensus.
Well, right, there's no formal motion prepared because we want to have a discussion with council before we actually decide on this.
We'll deal with that. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Would you like to give us an overview of this?
Sure. Just so we're taking a look at Canada Day 2020. And so out of your document, just a few brief bullet points on the background of Canada Day in the region of Queens. The Milton and Caledonia events have certainly been put on by volunteers and funded through Heritage Canada grants and community investment fund grants during last year. And in Liverpool here since 2013, Canada Day has been hosted at Queen's Place Amera Center. So that's historically come with basically a budget of about $13,000. And it, you know, what we've done in the past is you know, have inflatables in, some music in for the kids, and some Atlantic Cirque, and reptile shows, and bouncy tents, etc. So what we're going to propose going forward is some of the costs associated with Canada Day at Queen's Place, of course, are going to the setup of the event and staffing it, etc. What we're going to propose is that we can, in support of your Vision 2020 priorities, let's take Canada Day Liverpool down to the waterfront and give it a shot this year. So what that would look like is we would relocate the Canada Day activity down to Privateer Park. We would bring in a couple of musical acts yet to be determined, and hopefully with bring a multicultural spin to the event. Host these musical acts during the evening leading up to a fireworks display on Canada Day from Privateer Park. We'd also promote to residents of Queens to support the Milton and Caledonia events, which take place primarily during the day up towards the evening. Of course, Caledonia does fireworks during the evening, but to support all three events across Queens. So the general budget for moving down to the waterfront, we can do an evening celebration for approximately $10,000. Would entail the same basic $5,000 contribution from RQM, and we would apply for Heritage Canada grant to look after the other $5,000. So what we're looking for is consensus to move to the waterfront, bring a new spin to it, and hopefully have all three Canada Day celebrations supported in an even greater degree across Queens. Questions?
Yes, Council, have any questions or comments? Council Fancy?
A couple questions, Steve. First off, we get $5,000 from the mayor for the we use there, so we could use that somewhere else, I guess, for some kind of event. If we don't use that, is that? Mm-hmm.
So the $5,000 Amera community money,
yes,
would remain with, you know, Queen's Place, and what would be able to be done with that could possibly would be at least, you know, probably two events for a during the year, possibly three, as determined you know, through Queen's Place, etc. And you know, depending on the structure of those events, likely, you know, those monies would go farther, you know, in support of the community than, you know, dealing with floor laying and different expenditures. So it would remain with Queen's Place.
Can I further?
Councilor Fancy?
The other thing is that we'll take away the children's component of it, won't we? By going down there, you do get a lot of children over to.
You do, you know, you fair amount of children and, you know, some families that participate in that day. However, remember that Canada Day is, you know, Privateer Days is the 26th to the 28th, mm-hmm. also hosting full family activity in the community. In addition, Milton is doing an event in Caledonia, traditionally does an event, so I feel that it would support the entire community fully.
Councilor Fisk?
Just a quick question, Steve. Is the money available for the North Queens fireworks?
Well, the monies that you would request would go through, you know, I believe in prior this year, there was a combination application made through the Community Investment Fund for events, and some of that money's obviously, you know, was earmarked to the fireworks, I would believe.
Because they would have to incorporate it with the North Queens Fire Department to do a fireworks walk as a safety.
Lots of regulations.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I have Councilor McLeod next.
I like the idea. Mm-hmm. There's been some comments in the past about, you know, fireworks in Canada Day and being able to engage food vendors and that sort of thing, which wasn't an opportunity over at Queen's Place, so that would really open up that area. Regarding children's entertainment, I recall a few years ago, it was a community-driven event, I think it was Canada Day or close to Privateer Days, that down in the waterfront,
mm-hmm.
Some folks had taken upon themselves to organize a little committee, mm-hmm. and they had little places for kids' entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the teddy bear,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like Sharon Sonia actually helped
mm-hmm.
organize that
mm-hmm.
on Cold Ford when she was working there.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opportunity now to engage the community into doing those sorts of things to bring back a little different community children's events
mm-hmm.
during that day, if that's available. Like,
large.
Can you open that up to this discussions with other organizations that might be able to fill that type of thing for Canada Day?
Oh, you know, absolutely. The park is large. You know, folks are free to, you know, supply children's activity in the park during the day. We've sort of, you know, have made a point here of saying too that, you know, we're going to encourage the community of Liverpool to support Milton and Caledonia during
Absolutely.
The day too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But our focus, you know, primarily with this is evening. But there's it's a full day.
I forgot about that.
So folks can, you know, folks could do other associated things.
Well, yeah, you could get, I mean, it's open.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Are there going to be tents or because of the weather, are you going to have some?
Depending on what the weather would be, you know, for the performers, perhaps there's an awning required or a tent. But beyond that, wide open spaces. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks.
Councilor Johnson is next.
Okay, well, most of the budget, I think, for the North Queens Canada Day goes to the fireworks. That stuff's not cheap and
no.
solid, bought and organized through the fire department. But my question to you, Steve, is just under that draft budget,
mm-hmm.
How much of an impact is staff time on that budget? Because there's no line there for, like, yourself, Megan, whoever else from staff, help with the organization. I know you indicated earlier that the other two locations deal strictly with volunteer organizations.
Yeah. So really the staff time involved is just ensuring that there's a few musical acts or acts acquired to perform during the evening. And besides that, just the supervision of just getting the very minimal things that are required to host on the waterfront set up. You do not need a stage. You know, we have the cobble areas, you know, by the mast, and a lot of different spots in the park that you can host and stuff. So it's very bare bones. It's very much less employee time than would be involved in going to Queen's Place.
Okay.
Definitely.
But before there were, you know, hours involved, like.
Sure, and you know, and what that's doing is really eroding your ability to effectively spend that AmeriCommunity money on your community at large, right? I mean, you know, this would free up that, you know, through Megan and her team to, for us to develop a couple of events for the community over a year at Queen's Place instead of one shot, and have, you know, paying for floors down and everything else.
And just, if I may, Mr. Chairman, just by example, so the rental rate to rent Queen's Place for that day might be like $1,500.
Yeah.
But the cost for staffing and putting the floor down, taking it up, moving the flooring over, doing all that stuff, probably $2,500, $3,000. So by doing it on the waterfront, it'll actually save Queen's Place money.
Okay. So
it'll actually help reduce their deficit.
So that $5,000 that Emera gave didn't offset staff costs.
It would have paid some.
Yes,
it would have paid some. Okay, so on,
yeah.
And I should know this, but I don't have it in front of me. You know, on the budget of Queen's Place, how much, you know, how many FTEs or hours, how many man hours are included of staff time that doesn't reflect in that draft budget? That's all I'm asking. Like, does it take a day of your time? Does it take a week of your time? Does it take
Are you talking for Queen's
staff.
Place or?
No, for this new proposal.
For this new proposal?
In the expenses.
Something you should be able to put together over 30 days, working at it bits and pieces through days. And then, you know, being present during Canada Day just to ensure things are fine.
Correct. No.
Yeah. I think it's far more effective use of your dollars. A Canada Day grant, you know, we apply for 5,000, there's no guarantee you get 5,000.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I'll be transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Why I asked the question is because mm-hmm. part of the money that's allocated to North Queens, even though it is volunteer,
mm-hmm.
in the past year we used some of that to have a central coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because again, it's
mm-hmm.
ready, shoot, aim. If everybody's taking a piece,
mm-hmm.
someone's got to pull it all together, similar
mm-hmm.
to what we heard here earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like, okay. That answers my question.
Yeah. It's probably far less.
I'll ask that question to answer another. Ask another question 6 months down.
And in a comment, I don't know if music thing's on anyone's mind or not, but you know, if you go back to Queen's Place and do music and change it up and do all, we've been down the road with music at Queen's Place for Canada Day, did not go well. That was probably six, seven years ago.
And your question,
I think, you know,
recommendation is.
This is very simple. This is simple and. Probably more effective spend your dollars. And yeah.
Councilor Frehlich?
I just have a question about the plan of this rain. Because, you know, that can wipe everything out.
Rain.
So rain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But you also, I mean, you have a great opportunity because, as you said, you're 2 days past a festival that has a 60 by 90 tent there. That if they just didn't take it down for 2 days,
mm-hmm.
you could have open concept of stage and everything. You have your own sound system.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, keep in mind that when you have older people, they like to sit. So
mm-hmm.
in your proposal, you know, that would just be people kind of standing or sitting on the grass. So, but it might be a great partnership and could cost you very little just to have them that 10, 3 days later.
Yes, I understand that, and you know, we see what direction Privateer Days is going to go this year. And then, you know, with respect to attendance at this, would be not unlike fireworks that would be held at Privateer Days when folks bring their chairs down and sit in the park or, you know, that type of thing.
I understand being part of that, the fireworks, but when you're starting your music at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you want people to remain there and to support the vendors,
mm-hmm.
then sometimes it has an advantage. So
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
If it's available, yes.
I'm just giving you information.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Councilor McLeod?
Do we have access to the bleachers that were provided and stored somewhere? Was it the curling club that has the bleachers?
No.
We had the curling
mm-hmm.
event here.
Yes, baseball club
has. Do we have access to those?
They're all in fixed positions, from my understanding.
Oh, really?
They're at the baseball club, as Brian said, and at Queen's Place at the skate park.
I thought they were meant for community use.
Yeah, no idea. But if they were to be moved, you'd be again into, you know, costs of moving and placing and leveling and.
Just a thought.
So, yeah.
Any other counselor have a question or comment? So are we ready to have a consensus taken on this issue? All those in favor of consensus to proceed in this direction as proposed? It is unanimous. Thank you. And thank you, Steve. So we have 14.0 the in-camera next, and after that we have 15.0 economic development branding discussion. From the timing that I'm looking at, I would anticipate that the branding discussion 15.1 would likely occur at 1 p.m. this afternoon. I wanted to provide that for the public gallery and staff and council members. We will, of course, try to get the in-camera items in as soon as we can before dinner. A motion to go in-camera would be in order, moved by Councilor Frelick, seconded by Councilor McLeod to go in-camera. Any discussion? Are you ready for the motion? The motion. All those in favor? It is unanimous. We are now in-camera, and we will take a 5-minute recess. Ready, Christine? We will resume the council meeting. And we have our Director of Economic Development, Jenny Rocket, at the presentation table. And I will turn it over to you, Jenny.
Thank you. I mentioned it, yes. So if you want to come up, that'd be fantastic.
Well, can I come up?
No, everybody.
Everyone?
Yeah, in case there's questions. You don't have to stand. I'll stand, though, because nobody can hear me when I sit down. So I'm just going to do a bit of a recap of the project first, just to remind everyone how we got here, because we started in March, so it's been a while. So in the 2020 vision, and can everybody hear me?
And perhaps maybe we could put for the audio recording to state who all is at the presentation.
Okay, at the presentation table, there's Dana Henley, Mike McLeod, Brad Router, and Megan Roberts. So in the 2020 vision, the Economic Development Department was tasked to work with community stakeholders to develop a Queens County brand and marketing innovations to reduce the numerous brands currently in use to a solitary approach. So as you know, there's several branding approaches still in use, which makes it really confusing, difficult to market, and also difficult to form an attachment to. There's Liverpool Court of the Privateers, the South Shore's Great Outdoors, the Q logo, Escape from the Usual, and all of these can be seen on signs around the county. And that's just to name a few. So aside from that, there's also a number of seasonal marketing and promotional campaigns, such as Find Your Adventure, Snow Place Lake Queens, Put Life Back Into Living, Adventure Found, Queens Leaves You Breathless. There really hasn't been a lot of consistency in our approach to a brand or to marketing Queens County. So to help address that, we issued a request for proposals, and M5 was hired by us to do that. So, and their instruction was to develop and help us implement a meaningful brand, a clear and consistent vision and message that identifies and promotes the Region of Queens Municipality as a desirable place to live, work, and visit. M5 was selected by a selection committee of staff, and we were confident in our choice to choose them, and also the council decision was unanimous. They've been excellent, I just really want to say that. Like, they have been a fantastic group to work with, and they've also been recently hired as the new marketing agency for Tourism Nova Scotia, which is good, and it could be really good for us because there might be some opportunities there and also some synergies. So essentially, we want a new brand to help attract residents and retain current ones, help attract new visitors and increase repeat visits, help attract new business investment, increase civic pride and engagement, and also create efficiencies in our marketing and communications internally and in what we put out to the public. So over the summer, M5 held 4 in-person community engagement sessions in Caledonia, Liverpool, Greenfield, and Fort Mattoon. They met with council and staff. They did an online survey. They held a kiosk during privateer days and with a postcard survey and a drop box. And then we gave that box and postcards to our summer ambassador, and she traveled around the county with that and left it in different locations. They also included a question on a provincial phone survey of 400 Nova Scotians related to awareness of Queens County. And the findings from that phone survey was that the awareness of Queens County is really low. Only 59% of Nova Scotians, based on that survey of 400, didn't know anything about Queens. And it was especially low, I think it was around 75% of that 59% were in the age bracket of 18 to 34, which is a really important age group that we should be marketing to. I think Jack mentioned this morning that rural is losing people and they're being gained in the cities, and we really want to hold on to those people. For the survey and the public engagement, a majority of people indicated that they believe it's extremely important to attract new residents, businesses, and visitors. And I think residents will be more likely to support a new brand if they can see how it can help do that, because that is something that they identified as very important. There was general but not unanimous agreement on Queen's strongest assets: natural beauty, friendly people, and opportunity. And when Queen's residents were asked to choose a single strongest asset, beaches rose to the top of the list. And that was along with Kedgy, White Point, and privateers. So even in Caledonia, and I went back and looked at the notes from each of the sessions, and even in Caledonia, when asked what Queens has or does better than anywhere else in Nova Scotia, Kedgy, Seaside, and beaches were raised, along with other points like parks, rare species, woods, and lakes. So while the residents in Caledonia don't necessarily identify beaches as a reason to visit their area, they do identify it as something that Queens County has and does better than anywhere else in Nova Scotia. In all the other engagements, beaches were raised as one of the reasons to visit and live. And it is something that we do better than anywhere else. M5 also evaluated our current tagline, and for that they looked at the Escape from the Usual, the name, the Region of Queens Municipality, and also the Q logo, and they recommended that all be replaced. So they didn't actually suggest that we replace our legal name, just replace it with or use something that can be easily remembered, known to people, something that we can market instead of Region of Queens Municipality, just kind of finding something that we can really use and sell. And then they recommended the replacement of the Q. I think I have some information on that if anybody has questions. So at the last council meeting, M5 presented their recommended branding options. So this was their first choice: Queen's Coast, Journey into Majesty. And I'm just going to flip through these just as a reminder. That's a PDF. I don't think it works. And I know that there were some questions about the sign last time. And this is something that they just mocked up using specifically that logo. They would develop a sign with us based on what our needs are and what we want. So this wouldn't be what the sign looked like. This is just really how it could be used. So after they presented, the management team met. Oh, wait, I'll put up the summary first. Sorry. This was a summary of all of their recommendations. It says all the slides that I'm going to pull up.
Yeah.
You look the same. So yes, the management team met last week, and just discussed what some of the other options might be. I think there was pretty well consensus around the table that we really liked Queen's Coast, but liked the second tagline, Seek Nature's Rewards. So I asked M5 just to mock something up for us, which they did. And that's not it. So they mocked Queen's Coast Seek Nature's Rewards up for us, and also put that in on some letterhead. And so as you can see, it says Queen's Coast, but it also says Region of Queens Municipality, so there's no suggestion that we change our legal name. And then again, they reversed the sign, but again, this would be something that they would work with us on designing. So, does anybody have any questions?
Comments? Councilor Fancy?
I would like to just throw a curve at you, just somewhere. When you see this, you see the pictures we have down below, right?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, on the signage, that's not going to be part of the signage, right?
No.
Could we look at, I know this is a last-in curveball, I'll take one.
Now's your chance. I can take my coat off, though.
Because a lot of people, they're going to say, this is what we are, we're Queens Coast, and that's what we're trying to identify, the main identification to. But what if we were to use up the blocks underneath and say, something like in one of the blocks, Kenji National Park, the Cottage Country,
mm-hmm.
Provincial resorts,
yeah,
and things like that, just like those blocks underneath. So when you identify what the natural, what the whole thing of a whole is, what we have to tell, those little blocks underneath would tell you also too, we have these things which are very important to our community.
Right, and I definitely think that those would be part of a marketing and promotion campaign, and would be, I mean, I'm not a sign designer, I don't know, but I think that for sure, like those images are beautiful of the county, they're amazing, and they definitely would be used in promotional materials, but I can certainly raise that with them.
Could they be underneath the signage, just there? I'm just asking.
Yeah, and I don't, they would be designing it, so I can certainly bring that up and ask.
And that way it identifies with all our community along,
yeah,
with it. This is our main theme, but those little blocks underneath tells what else to say. When you
right,
drive in, you say, "Oh, they get a national park! Wow!" Right,
yeah,
away, that one poster is going to tell you so much about our community.
Yeah.
So, are you suggesting words, or are you suggesting pictures?
I would say wording.
Okay, because the only place you would see it would be on the highway sign.
That's right.
Because all the other signs, you'd never see the pictures. If it was an ad in the newspaper. Or
No. I would say that more in the signage. Like I'm coming into Queens County, there you see it, and it identifies other things you could see, rather than just, it's nice, it's nice coastal, but you could say, like one little thing, and I don't know if you can use a design along with it, but a national park. Well, oh, they have a national park here, too. And those little four pictures can also, too, give you a promotional for the rest of the, the rest of the county.
I wouldn't be aware at this point in time whether you can just use Kejimkujji Park or whether you'd be required to use their long name that's about 15 letters. But anyway, that's an issue that would need to be researched.
Yeah, we're not at the sign design stage yet. Like,
right,
they'll design something when we have an approved plan. So when that happens, I'll bring that to them for sure.
Right. I'm just saying that to me, it's better than just to say one thing is what we are.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great. That what's a those little four pictures could also too give you identification of our community.
Thanks, Jeff.
Councilor Frehley.
One thing that I always go by when I drive into Queens County are the quarterdeck signage. So I captured the brilliance of quarterdeck and the surrounding areas. So it kind of goes on the same thing that Jeff's talking about, rather than have small blocks, is to have the backdrop with Queens Coast on it, telling you what's in there. So, and I know there's so many aspects to signage. Like, I think they have three, if not four, signs just coming into Queens County. So there could be an opportunity for many versions of many signs coming in. And I think that everyone looks at that, and you know, you certainly don't expect it in Queens County, but when you see those visuals, it really kind of drives it home that, okay, Queens County's got something going on. So, and of course, as you know, like you just said, they haven't designed the signs yet. They're just looking for the logo. So. What I would like to say about the logo is, you know, I do like the term where beauty flows, but I would really love it to be something, and I think we've used it in the past in the version, but it's kind of where lakes, rivers flow, because that would give us a connection to cottage country in North Queens. So I don't know if that's something that we could, you know, because they all lead to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of covers our whole community,
yeah,
our own county. So I don't know if we could take that back to them and just have a go at it. But I think it is important to kind of cover a little bit
more
of the water aspect, because clearly when you did getting the information from everybody, that was important, no matter what version it was in. So.
Councilor McLeod?
Jenny, with this Queens Coast tagline, or whatever you're referring to, the tagline is Seek Nature's Reward,
mm-hmm,
logo. I just went on the internet and just keyed in Queens Coast.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that came up was Coastal Queens Network, Coastal Queens Network.
Right.
But then nothing else was there. There's a Queens County and PEI.
Mm-hmm.
So will this be used as a draw for people on the internet to learn about us under the Queens Coast name?
For sure, and I think
so. You have to have something in there that really, like, that could be anywhere.
Right.
So you have to supplement that with other information on the internet that will actually attract them to us. Because the signs are already here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just my point.
Yeah, I think, I mean, digital marketing is going to be a huge thing. Like, it has to be, because that's how people do their research,
mm-hmm,
now. And even, I mean, now when you put in Queens, it's like Queens University, Queens,
mm-hmm,
County, Nova Scotia,
yeah,
Queens County.
So how,
like,
do you get them at the top of that list?
I don't know how we do that, but they're digital marketing experts. So I'm sure that whatever suggestions that they have for us, and I'm expecting that they're going to help us with an implementation plan, that would be pretty high on the list. And like how to find us. I mean, that I think that was one of the reasons that they chose Coast, is because right now, Queens County, you don't know where Queens County is. You don't know if it's inland. You don't know if it's on the coast. But it gives some context. So I think that for them, like, being able to find us is key. So I expect that, yeah, that'll be important, very important,
very
in the implementation.
Mm-hmm. Councilor Fisk?
Well, Queens Coast, it relates to me as the coast of the water, waterline going through the coastline. It doesn't relate to me when it comes to the region part of it, inland.
Right.
How can we bring, well, I think Brian made a point. Brian, did you make a point that you coming into, like, let's say, from Napa-Scotia to Queens, the sign would be different?
I think about somehow including lakes and rivers that all flow into the coast.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what the correct wording is, obviously. But,
Just to relate, our region is a coast. It is not all coast.
No, it's not all coast. And
so that's what I'm saying. You can't leave a large majority out. I think you have to identify it somehow.
Yeah. And I think that, like, a big part of it for us is getting people here. If the coast is what gets people here, then you can kind of sell the rest.
If you get them here, they're going to venture into the
I think it's incumbent on us to push that and make sure that they're aware of those opportunities inland and what's inland. And I think, I know that it's not going to please everybody, and I don't think that we'll ever come to something that does. But I do think that our coastline is a big draw, and I feel like
there's lakes, there's fishery here.
Yeah.
In lakes, there's also forestry. There's everything in the lakes.
And those things were identified, but not as prominently as the coast. Even in Greenfield, and I don't know how many people were at that one. I was the only one. I wasn't at. Like, beaches were fairly prominent in the feedback that we received in Greenfield.
I was at that one. A lot, comparative.
But I think that maybe there could be something. I can certainly go back to them and ask them if there's any wording with the tagline that we could do that would help encompass North Queensmore and the inland areas. But
what's the deadline for this?
Well, I mean, we had our own our timeline for the project based on the RFP was that we would launch in the end of January, early February, and that we would have a brand in place by December and then do training with staff. But I don't feel like we need to rush through it. Like, if there's questions and we need to bring things back to them, they're open to that. And I don't think we can go back to the drawing board, but certainly like tweaks and things like that can be made.
When you say don't go back to the drawing board, what do you mean?
I mean, I don't think we're going to start over.
Councilor Frilly?
Just to follow up on Councilor Fisk, I think that one of the things we have to remember is that we went out, got this company, we asked them to find the information and what our number one draw was, and clearly it stood above the rest. So if we're going to follow through with it, then we need to expect that that's what they found and kind of work with it. Because there has to be a draw. And the draw works for many different places, because once you get them here, then they're going to explore. And that's really what we're pushing as well, is that we want them to explore and want them to go to Kedgy, want them to go to all the things in between. So, but without that draw, you're still challenged to get them into the county. Because we heard the stats about, people don't even know who we are as Queens County or where we are. And we don't want to be just down the road from Lunenburg anymore. So the next step after all this is going to be major, that we make people aware of what we are. So it, just think of it as a draw and then work from there. Because that was the number one thing that we found out. There's another question. I know that the public has some ideas, and we have a member of the public here. And would it be possible just to hear what their thoughts are, so that maybe it could make us a little bit?
Well, we certainly could go down that path. But I would think that the public consultation that's been built into this.
No, but it helps us kind of clarify it, because if we're heading down the wrong path, then it'd be nice to know. And I know it's not anything major. It's just a little tweak to it. So,
with your permission, I will ask those in the gallery if they have any comments at this point.
The Queens Coast one, which has the badge that doesn't have the border on it,
mm-hmm.
I thought that would actually, the Queens Coast, of course, I really, really like that works. But the badge one I found worked for everyone because it takes in Stars of the Black Sky, which is Kitchen Kujik, what they're aiming for with the Rena. The trees, which take in all the tree areas, all forestry, and then it's also the beach. So that hits all the areas of the county. The only thing that I had was that it should have a border on it because it's not color balanced.
Right.
So I actually did email the company with my idea of that.
Okay.
Put a navy blue border around that. But I found that would work. It would encompass all of the areas and involve all of them together.
Mm.
And that way you are relying not so much all on words because not everybody will read the whole sign, but it will give you a picture as well that will help because people
mm-hmm.
look at pictures and digest it faster than the words. Mm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, I have any other questions or comments of counselors at this point? Jenny, do you have any follow-up comments or any?
I think maybe I'd like to open it up just to see if
yes.
Mike or Megan or Brad.
Yes, Brad.
I've spoken to a few people about this, cold opinions to see what they had to say, and it sounds like it's not the same opinion of anyone that's expressed it so far. And I share that opinion, by the way, of what I'm about to say. Logos, monikers, branding, highlighted and designating the word coast, emphasis on coast, which by very definition means coastal, and that's land adjacent sea. It does not mean freshwater shores. It provides no unity in county identification. It's been a quarter century since amalgamation. That's one generation. Yet the sensitivity and community identifiers between North and South Queens remains. And that's a fact. People have to face that fact. The branding again to the word coast, Queens Coast, provides no recognition to the cultural significance to the communities north of Liverpool. Transformation of Queens into one identity insensitive to geographic regions, that will be delayed by a few generations if you emphasize coast. The branding to Queens Coast, I don't think is a positive move, not with the word coast in it, or not better defined. Four residents north of Liverpool, and I've asked a few people that, and as soon as I say Queens Coast, I have not heard a positive comment yet. So that's my opinion.
Thank you.
Can I respond to that?
Yes, certainly.
So this is the first time I'm hearing this, obviously. And I think that there's been lots of opportunity for discussion leading up to where we are right now, and lots of opportunity to voice those concerns, and we perhaps could have worked through some of those as we were moving forward.
You asked for my opinion. I just gave it. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
No,
and that's not just
it.
My opinion. I have roots in North Queens. I've lived in South Queens for a couple decades. And I still see that north-south diversity between the two. And I can't see where that unifies it.
Thank you, Brad, for that perspective. And I have Councillor Frelick at the same.
Well, I'd just like to respond to that as well. I think that, you know, if you go back to what I just said about being a draw, there has to be a draw. And using the whole county has not worked for many, many years. I mean, you see the bottom line, it says Queens County, and we've already had that. You can't do that anymore. So moving forward, we have to come up with something new. And it has to be a draw to get people here, and then everyone benefits. So if we continue down that road of, well, we don't want that, we don't want coast, after we've gone out and found out what is most important to everybody in Queens, then we're just stagnant. We're just going to be. And the next year when we go to the conferences, are still tired of flag is going to be there flying. So we, I hope, understand that we have to think differently. and thinking differently. It means, you know, going outside the box and doing some other things that may not, everyone may not agree, but.
Councilor Johnson?
Well, I don't know if Brett can read minds or not, but he's doing a pretty good job of mine. But to that end, as far as comments around something different, around the connotation of coast, I mentioned that the last time that M5 were in the room. And it doesn't have to be a drastic change or a total rework, but I would like for them to explain to me why instead of Queen's Coast you could use Queen's Shores or something like that, which does speak to your talk about the shores of freshwater supply and working its way, you know, and to seek nature's rewards. And I do like the gallery's comments around what the image is. You know, with the dark skies of Keiki, the forestry and the water, which is what we're all about. However, like I said, I'm not an expert in branding, but I am an expert in what my gut feels, and that's what I've seen from the get-go. And that's no different than the comments I made 2 weeks ago. You know, we had in one of the other options, we had the word shores, Monarch Shores, South Crest Shores. That's just my opinion. And that's all it is, an opinion, other than from gut feel. And if you're asking for opinions, so you got it.
So, Jenny, back to you. Did you have some comments on this part of the discussion?
I think that they went with the word coast because nobody else in Nova Scotia was using that, so it was something that we could kind of own and really promote as a draw to the area. And it flows nicely to the river. But certainly I can ask them about shore.
The only other thing I see with that, and like I said, I'm not being confrontational because at the end of the day, they are the experts. But at the end of the day, the shores bring a bit of what we already are as part of the south shore of Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not really out of the south coast of Nova Scotia, but we're along somewhere along the south shore. Anyway, those pieces, in my mind, what pulls it together.
Okay, so you have another member of your committee that would like to speak.
Anybody else?
I'm still thinking what I'm going to say.
Well, I guess from my two cents, I guess we batted this around as a committee as to what we felt was the most appropriate. And looking at what the primary purpose of the branding exercise was looking at attraction. And marketing, and from that perspective, finding something that's unique to our area, and I think that's kind of where Queen's Coast came to the top of the list. I certainly recognize from a current residence perspective, the coast does not relay well for the inland areas of our community, but change is certainly in my mind necessary from. Have now. I think as far as attraction and marketing, Queen's Coast rings well, from my opinion, but I recognize that it's not going to be the preferential one for a certain percentage of our population. But Queen's Coast is unique. I say Queen's Coast is certainly unique, that there's nothing of similar nature around. It sets Queen's County apart. And,
The selection committee, is that what you're asking?
This is your committee.
So, Megan, Mike, Heather, Cook, Richard, myself, and Dana were on the selection committee.
Councilor Clyde?
I hear what Brad is saying. In fact, when this was presented in council, I did make that comment and concern that it was not focusing on all the attributes that we have in Queen's County and the areas further inland. And I did mention, or maybe I didn't at that time, but I don't know whatever happened to the slogan that we had, Queens County, the Great Outdoors. Because that, in my opinion, encompasses it all. And we've had several brands. We've had Queens County, the Great Outdoors. We've had Queens County, uniqueness. What was that? What's our current one?
Escape from the Usual.
Which really I didn't speak up enough at that time. But this is very important for us to decide. It's very important. I mean, and the most important aspect of this is when the decision is made about the brand or what we want to use as an attraction logo or slogan, we have to fulfill whatever's on that. And seeking nature's rewards is quite that little tagline on that. Kind of applies to what we offer, because we are very, you know, our natural amenities and our natural coastline and our natural inland. It's all about nature. But I agree that the coast is really too targeted to one specific area. And if we have to bring them in here and then under Queens Coast, they come to the coastline, then we have to work to get them to go north, then why couldn't we just leave it open-ended? It's very simple, it's very plain, and we're known as Queens County, and I don't know why we can't use that and then use a better tagline under that to attract people here, because that would encompass the whole county. I know it's boring, and we've had it for years, but
it's
you
boring.
Can always do something with it.
Yeah, and
Queens County doesn't, I mean, that's our geographical boundary.
It is.
And so we see our populations declining, our businesses declining, all those things are declining. And so Queens County hasn't helped that. And so that's the whole purpose of this, is to try to change that dynamic. And so,
but does it take a name to change it? Shouldn't we be working harder on that internally to promote and get out there and tell people what we do?
But if we don't have a brand or something to sell, I can tell someone, Queens County is great, you should come here. But
but you don't do it that way.
No, I know, but I mean, I feel like if we go to,
leave it as Queens,
to say,
instead of putting a pound on it.
Like when we're out promoting or we're sending visitor guides to, like, we should be recognizable as something. Right now, I don't think we are. I don't think we stand out. And I think having something that's a bit unique and different that we can really get behind. But again, I mean, people are gonna have to get behind it. It's not like we can't do it ourselves. And we have like a very consistent look, feel, message. We don't have that right now. And I mean, we can make something up. That's what we've been doing for years, but I don't think it is working. I think we do need something different. Maybe it's not this. I mean, everybody knows I like this, but maybe it isn't. Maybe it's something else. But then I need to know what to say to them and how to move forward, because
I think we're all frustrated that we've had Queens County doesn't necessarily sell it. The region of Queens municipality means nothing to anybody outside of our community for the most part. And so it seems like we had the South Shore Great Outdoors work for a little bit, but we never bought it and owned it. We put on some signs, but we didn't enforce it, we didn't do it. Then we went to Escape from the Usual, we put a sign up on the highway, and we haven't seen anything about it since, because we didn't own it and buy it and enforce it. We've got four of the privateers, we've changed a bunch of signs, we've got some signs, but we don't have a package or a product for people to see when they drive in. They say, where's the privateers, or where's the package? And so I think we're all frustrated because we have all these different symbols. We've got our regular logo, we've got the coat of arms somewhere as well. We've got all these different things, but we need one thing that unites us all. And I don't know what that is, but I know what we have now isn't working, We know from the public consultations and we know from what the telephone surveys from M5 did, Queens County doesn't do it. Nobody knows what Queens County is. Now, if you want to market Queens County, then we need to spend a lot of money in marketing what Queens County is, because Queens County isn't a product. Queens County is a name.
Yes, no.
And so I think that's why they come up with Queens Coast, because Coast is a product, and whether it doesn't matter, or if it's short, it's a product. But right now, we simply have a name. We don't have a product that we can actually go to market. And that's our challenge. And so I think the frustration is that's why we've come up with it's snowflakes like Queens, or whatever it might be, or it's happening here. Staff have tried to do all these different things to try to find a way to attract people's attention. And we've got 10 or 15 different taglines and logos and all those things, because it's frustrating for everybody trying to find that one thing that unites us, and we haven't found it. We're never going to find everything that unites us all, and it's, I always point to Halifax, and Halifax is the plainest logo ever, but it's Halifax. And the people in Dartmouth don't like it, people in Bedford don't like it, but if you're in Ontario or you're in Europe, you understand where Halifax is, but you're not going to know where Dartmouth is or where Lower Sack or Bedford or any of those places are, but you're going to know where Halifax is. Once you get to Halifax, then it's their responsibility to move around, decide where they're going to live, where they're going to set their business. But it's that simple Halifax tagline they use. And if you look, I see on the TV lately, I think it's Guidebro County's got advertisements up for Authentic Coast, I think is what they're called. But they've got TV commercials, a lot of them now. They're spending probably hundreds of thousands of dollars on that marketing campaign, because they've agreed that's what they're going to do, and they're going to spend all their money that way. We've never done that. We've simply picked different options and spent $100 here, $200 there, $500 there. And as Councillor Fisk said, are we in a hurry? No, we're not in a hurry. But another 2 months goes by, we're going to miss another season of promotional for tourism and marketing and all those types of things that we're into the next year. So every year we put it off, or every couple of months we put it off, it goes another year. I don't know what the answer is. I think everybody has a different viewpoint of what it should look like. But somehow we've got to come together and find what works for everybody, recognizing what we pick isn't going to represent everybody, but we need to have something that represents us that we can all live with and support, and go and be positive and promoters. Because we haven't found that yet. Everybody, there's lots of things out there, but everybody has an opinion. They don't like it. And that's the problem we're in right now, is people are frustrated because we have that separation.
Chris, just one point of clarification, though. Your example of Halifax as a logo, if you want to call it that. But remember, it's Halifax County, so people already have bought in to Halifax because it's Halifax County. Similarly, Queens. But once you put that word coast on it, that's when you start to run into a little bit of trouble in certain segments of the population. Different than what your example was of Halifax.
It is somewhat, but Halifax is Halifax in the sense that people don't think of it as Halifax County, they think of it as Halifax the city. They think of it as the city.
And again, but it's kind of what we're talking about right here. That's correct in that urban core area. But you get outside around the Eastern Shore, it's Halifax County, you know. So you're bringing it back to one geographic location, right?
They would say that, but if they're in Toronto, they wouldn't say that Halifax County is in Halifax. And that's what you're trying to do, is make that connection. And so our only challenge is that we could say just Queens, but we're competing against so many other places.
Well, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, just to make a point on your example.
There's so many other ones that are Queens, that if you Google Queens, you come up with Queens University first, and so then, because that then distracts our conversations.
But Councillor Franson, I go by what I've been hearing here, and I've been hearing a lot of good.
I think it's been really, really good conversations, because I believe what Brad has mentioned here, we do have a separation between North and South, and we do not want to make it more divisive or make it more worse what it is. And I think what Councillor Johnson has said here about using the word shore, we can all relate to. You can relate it to Caledonia, that you have shoreline along the lakes. You have shoreline, something that everybody can identify with. And I think it makes it a lot easier to go forward, being able to, what we don't want to do is be able to say, oh yeah, they're doing it for Liverpool again. to get a boat out of North Queens. I hear it all the time too, but that's where all my family is. So, you know, what are they doing in Liverpool? What are they doing? I could go for the Queen Shore. I think that's definitely a possibility that people can identify with and maybe feel is better selling to our all community.
There's something Council Freilich said that struck me as right on, that there are the tributary areas to the coast, those areas that contribute, because it all leads to the coast eventually, right? But I'm not sure what the words would be that would serve all of the needs, but if you just think of that, is the relationship of the county at large that brings you to the coast, i.e. the tributary areas to the coast, and whether that's your forest products, all those kinds of things. So that was a good point, but I don't think the word coast, in my opinion, but I've asked others too, and they all seem to share the same, are quite it.
I have Councilor Freilich next.
I just wanted to follow up on what Chris was saying, and you know, I've stood at Saltscapes for 10 plus years, and we have done everything possible to try to sell Queens County, and each year we up it, we down it, we change it, we go to the forest, we go to the ocean, we go to everything.
Last year we had parrots.
And what?
Last year we had parrots.
Yeah. It will never change when you come to trade shows like that, when you're trying to explain to people. Because out of 10 people, 5 of them know Liverpool. Very few know Queens County. And the rest of them don't know us at all. So we can stand there for years and try to come up with cool little taglines and everything. Again, if we don't have a product to sell, we are wasting our time because it just doesn't work, and it hasn't worked. And when you're standing in there 3 and 4 days at a time talking to thousands and thousands of people, that's when it really comes home to you that we're not.
I'm going to agree with that. I was there last year, and it's true.
It just doesn't work. And if we're to continue down this road, then we're going to stand at these trade shows, and we're never going to accomplish anything because you get a handful of people that kind of get it, and again, you don't have a package to sell them, so it's going to be iffy whether they actually come down to Queens County. It's just, we have to change the way we think about it. And if you're out there, you know, we have just had almost 100 new families move in there. If you're out marketing Queens Coast, imagine how appealing that is to millions of people across Canada that you don't hear you were. Try to market Queens County to those same million people. It's a challenge. So you got to have something catchy, and you got to pull them in, and then do your magic from there. But so, yeah, a lot of frustration coming from this call.
So at this point, do you have any members of your committee who would like to speak?
I'll speak. I agree. You have to have that thing that you're going to draw people in with. And I think I agree that Queens County, I think we've overwhelmingly kind of heard that that's not it. We need something new. And I understand, you know, everyone's not going to identify with it. I don't know that do we think shores people are going to identify with? Some people, you know, maybe they don't live near a shore. I think you have to have that one thing that brings them in, and then part of the marketing campaign of, you know, marketing Queens Coast is all the other things that we have here. And I mean, yes, I'm from Liverpool. I have family as well that live in North Queens. So, I mean, we all understand that we want to bring everybody together, but we also need that thing to bring those new people in to tell them about all the things that we have. So, I mean, that's where I'm coming at from. I mean, I respect everybody's opinion on how they feel about it, and I don't think anything we come up with is going to be something that everyone is going to love, but at the end of the day, I think we need to own whatever it is that we're doing and go full in with it.
And can, sorry, just one point on the shore I just remembered. I think the reason that they didn't go with shore is, and I think they explained that last time we were here too, is that there is South Shore, there's the North Shore, there's the Northumberland Shore, everything is shore. So I think that's why they went with a different word, like coast, because it was something that was different, nobody in Nova Scotia is doing it, it was something that we could own. And we have, I don't know, 200 and something kilometers of coastline. Mm-hmm. So I think, I think the reason that they didn't choose shore, because it was something that they considered, was because it's so widely used everywhere else in Nova Scotia, it doesn't make sort of a stand.
Any other comments or questions of councillors at this point? So it would seem to me that I've heard a dozen different directions today, and I don't get a feeling from today's meeting that council is prepared to sit down and hang their hat on any one item specifically, but it would likely be applicable for your committee to go back with today's conversation and perhaps with the support of M5 look at what is possible and bring back a revised report at a future council meeting and have another discussion that would probably be very robust on where we need to go and what is acceptable. Yeah. Councilors have any comments to that? In agreement or contrary, Councilor Johnson?
I'm not sure, Jenny, what's in your budget and how it would go forward, but you know, we've got to a point, and I like Councilor Frelick asking the few that's in the gallery today, but is there any possibility to take a couple of those back to the public? Or are you kind of like opening the kimono and telling your secrets before it's all said and done? I don't know. But if that was an option, you're going to get a feel from the people across.
So in terms of budget, we used there was an engagement budget. We used most of that, if not all of it, up front to gather information to help inform that. I can certainly speak to them and see what the possibility is, but it has been, it's been posted online, like Heather posted from on social media from the meeting. I think there's an article being written. So there will be opportunities certainly for people if they want to send feedback. Anybody can do that. But in terms of organizing something and going out, I don't know. I'll have to check.
Okay. I know from my own opinion or my own perspective is I don't like starting with a blank canvas, but if you got a couple of canvases to choose
mm-hmm.
from,
yeah.
it's always nice, and you'll probably get more engagement that way.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Okay, thanks.
Any other counselor?
I reject my county name.
Rescind.
Take it back. I didn't say that.
Well,
I understand what you're saying.
But M5 did suggest that too, as default options at the bottom of the page there, that worst case scenario, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
They're not recommending it, but that's the case. So I just want to comment as well that we've hired a company to give us their best professional advice.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wouldn't surprise me if they come back and say, no, we've given you our options. And if you want to do something different, then you guys hire another company or do it on your own. So it wouldn't surprise me. It's like architects are the same way. They design a building, and if you say you don't like it, they say, well, hire somebody else, because that's our one design.
Wasted money.
So you may get the same answer from M5, and excellent to work with, as Jenny said, so I'm not sure what they'll say, but wouldn't surprise if they come back and say, we give you our best options. If we give you something different, it's not what we would recommend, and then their company will get tagged with that. If it isn't successful, they'll take the blame for it, and companies don't let them do that. So.
Chris, is that their material or our material?
That's their material.
The options are their intellectual property.
Oh, I don't know.
No, we own it.
Yeah.
Okay. Once we buy it, yeah.
Okay. Is it Council McLeod?
Just have another thought. Jenny, did you mention that another area is including Coast in their new?
I think Chris said.
I idea. It's on, I see it on TV, Authentic Coast. I mean, it's Guy's Broke Out.
Yeah. Is that the tagline? Because I went on Authentic Coast here, and that's a business.
Yeah, that's their tagline.
That's their tagline, is Authentic Coast.
And new? maybe it's not the municipality. Maybe it is the company that's doing the marketing.
Yeah, okay.
But that's what they're using.
They're
that's
using
the first time
okay.
I've seen the word coast
yeah.
used in an advertising.
So and my concern was, is it going to be overused? Because, you know, and that's if
well, that's only one product,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
So like we talked about shore, it's
sure.
Eastern Shore,
yeah.
Western Shore, South Shore, North Shore.
Yeah.
Shore is
yeah.
in a lot of places,
yeah.
but the coast is...
Only that
but they're spending a lot of money on it right now
yeah.
on TV, and so that's what
yeah.
I'm saying is, and actually a person who works in Queens County has just been hired to go work for that company, and so there'll be even more promotion and publicity mm-hmm. that Authentic Coast that the marketing is going to hype up some more.
Councilor Fraley?
I think the thing to remember too is M5. You've hired one of the best. They've just been hired to do Nova Scotia. As a whole, and Nova Scotia is looking for the same branding, the same feel that Newfoundland Labrador has mm-hmm. been so successful at. So these guys are obviously in that ballpark, and I would think that's who we want to help move us forward. So, because this is just a very, very small part of it, it's
mm-hmm.
what happens afterwards and how we move whatever it is for the coast, but forward, and we've got one of the best companies in Nova Scotia. They just beat everyone else out for top of the line for Nova Scotia tourism. So it's not something to take lightly either. So.
No, I think there's. I mean, they've had a very, like, I think it's been very positive for them also working here, and they've spent some time here and really like it, and I feel like it is an opportunity. I don't know exactly what their contract is, but hopefully, I mean, we can work with them on our own kind of promotion and marketing, and I can imagine that there would be synergies there for sure if they're marketing all of Nova Scotia.
And so there was a discussion, I think Councillor Johnson talked about a poll. Is there interest in us looking at a poll and putting out two or three different designs and seeing what the public thinks? You can't control who votes on it because it could be somebody in Ecom vote on it, but is there some interest in spending some time and money to do a poll?
Unless you have a proper poll set up, it can be compromised. Many are, and if it is compromised, it's worth it. So at that point, I think my question that I have as chair is, Jenny, do you think you have enough from today's discussion to go back to M5 and relay the concerns and the comments and see if they have a response that they can prepare through you to council so that we can understand their methodology behind what they think should be the best and what we have, through this discussion today, proposed as concerns, if there's a way they can address those?
So I feel like they were very clear at the last council meeting how they got to where they got. So I'm not expecting, I think that's it. Like, they've told us how they got here. Certainly I can take the concerns back and see, would they be open to reworking, revisiting the name, and potentially the tagline. And then I'll just see what they say. And hopefully it's within our budget to
So would councillors be satisfied with that, to have it come back at a future time? Or
don't
would
you
all want to make a snap decision today on anyway?
It's not a snap decision. We've done a lot of work on it. But the thing is, they're going to go back and they're going to change it to whatever we want.
They may
because
or may not.
Because they've come with a professional opinion. And they've presented it to us for all reasons. They have done all of their research. And if we go back, and you know, I'm guilty as the first one because, you know, I want the tagline changed. But they're probably at the point where they're just going to say, you know, we gave this to you for an exact reason based on everything that we've done, and we can change it to Queen's Shore, but we've already told you why Queen's Shore wouldn't work. So I don't know what you're expecting from this company.
I guess what I'm expecting is the professional advice to give us some direction in where we should look to go forward. They provided us with a number of options, and they like some more than others, and I understand. Well, I'm not sure they're to that point where they've given us all the advice they would give us. And if there's more, I would like to know it. If there isn't any more, I would like to know that there's not any more. And then we have to make a decision which way we want to go. I don't have that information in my mind today to be able to say yes or no to any specific one, and I would like to be able to do so when I vote. So I'm asking counselors, are you satisfied that Jenny go back and have that discussion and bring it back to us at another council meeting so that we can then make a decision, that we know we have the background?
If that's not there, then why are we here? Why are we having this discussion at all if this doesn't result in exploring some of our concerns for options and getting justification as to why we landed here?
Or at least an understanding as to whether they are recommending only one or two, and you know what their position is. I'm trying to read into this what may come back, but it's really to M5 through your conversations.
Yeah, and I can certainly have a conversation with them. I think they gave us their justification on how we landed here, and it's in all of their. Presentations. I'm happy to share those with you if you want to revisit them, but I feel that they've done their due diligence in justifying their choice. I can take the concerns back and see what they advise from there, and then I guess we'll go from there.
So is that reasonable for counselors? Am I seeing a consensus? We have. We have 5.5 so we'll leave it at that today, and we'll look forward to what you can return and advise with what you find.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. And that brings us to the conclusion of our agenda for today's meeting. A motion to adjourn would be in order. Moved by Councillor Fancy, seconded by Councillor Fisk. Any discussion? You ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. We are adjourned. Thank you all.